like the right time to try and stretch yourself out and push yourself writing with other individuals. And so Misconnection was actually the very first session that I did in L.A. with these two guys, John Hill and Scott Harris.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I know both of them.
And it, oh, do you? Nice. Yeah, I mean they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal songwriters. And John Hill, I mean he's just, I mean I don't know if there's anything he can't do. He did. I mean he's done a lot of things that are more current, but he did the first Santigold record. Like, he did kind of everything on that. Yeah, it's such a cool record. But so I mean I was very blessed to. I mean, first session, walk in with two people like that.
Right.
And, yeah, I just sat down and, you know, it was kind of awkward. I think they could tell that I wasn't used to that world, you know, and they were trying to, you know, because the interesting thing is you have to, you get to know these people because you're only working together for about 5 hours.
Right.
And you've never met them before and you sit down and you're like, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, how'd you, like, you in a relationship? Like, cool, how'd you meet her? And so I started telling them about how I met my girlfriend of almost 3 years now, and it was through this series of events, this, like, Misconnection that I got stuck in Chicago, trying to fly from Memphis to Richmond, and, you know, instead of being bummed out by it, I was like, well, what's going on in Chicago? And I called my manager, because Lollapalooza was happening that weekend, and he was affiliated with that festival, and he was like, man, just come out, we've got a hotel room for you. Come out to the festival and, you know, have fun. And typically, I'm not a big festival goer. I'd much rather see a music band in an intimate setting, but I had nothing better to do. And I was like, yeah, why not? I'll go. And so, you know, just trying to make the best of this situation that I got stranded in Chicago because of ill weather or whatever. But I ended up going and being open-minded and sticking around to watch Radiohead, one of my favorite bands. And that night I met this girl who's now a huge part of my life. And so that's kind of where the story began with that song, Misconnection, was just the notion that, you know, you might look at something as like an unfortunate event when really it's usually like some sort of universal breadcrumb that's leading you to what you actually are looking for in the first place.
Right.
That song kind of spawned from the very initial co-writing session that I ever did and ever tried.